Have you set any New Year's resolutions, or do you think that they're a waste of time? Today, we're going to be talking about goal setting and creating resolutions in your relationships. If you'd like to find out more about how to improve your relationships, go over to therelationshipmaze.com. And if you'd like extra notes from today's podcast, head over to therelationshipmazepodcast.com and press subscribe right now so you can tune into every episode. Welcome to today's podcast, and today we're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions because, well, we just reached New Year, so Happy New Year to everybody out there.
Happy New Year from me too.
And today we're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions, and it's one of those things that I wonder, as you're listening now, do you ever set New Year's resolutions? And if you do, do you actually ever follow through on them? So what are your thoughts on New Year's resolutions, Angela?
Well, I never set myself any resolutions. No. I just always find it quite irritating, this idea that you would want to start this new idea always with a whole shopping list of things that you need to do, like losing weight, going to the gym more often, doing this, doing that. I just don't do it. Do you?
Well, I don't think I do it usually at New Year, but I think it's a good idea to maybe set goals from time to time. But I think one of the challenges is, you know, why just New Year? Because suddenly it becomes this big focus when this is the time that you have to change everything. And there's all this pressure when, you know, you could be doing this really any time.
Yeah. I mean, for me, there's always this question generally about goal setting. How effective is it, do you think? I mean, most people, do they reach their goals? What's your experience?
Well, I mean, I think goal setting is really essential if you want to achieve something, because otherwise, you know, how do you know where you're going to go? I mean, it's like, you know, if you're going to go on holiday somewhere, you don't just turn up at the airport and randomly get on a plane, because you can end up anywhere. You know, if you don't, you kind of, you know, if you think, I'm going to go out today somewhere, but you don't know where you're going to go and you just kind of wander around aimlessly, you know, you might get somewhere nice, but you could end up somewhere pretty horrible. You could end up in the worst part of town. And it's the same with goal setting. You know, having an idea of what you want is going to help you get there. And if you don't have an idea of what you want, if you're not clear about what you want, then you're not going to get there.
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, that's relevant. I think sometimes it's just that it gets a little bit too overemphasized, this constant emphasis on having to do this, having to do that, achieving this goal, achieving that goal. I think for lots of people, it just sort of gets a bit stressful, doesn't it, sometimes?
Well, I don't know. I mean, does it get stressful? So as you're listening just now, do you find that stressful? And I think one of the challenges is goal setting sometimes gets mistaken for your values in life. So I think ultimately what you really want are the things that your goals you feel will give you. So it's not the goal itself. It's what you feel it's going to give you in life. It's that sort of direction. It's that sort of... you know, and by values, what I'm talking about are things such as, you know, even things like connection with other people, love, family, integrity. So sort of these things that are important to you. I mean, you know, right now, as you're listening, if you think, okay, what is important to you in life? And thinking of things, not specific things like having a nice car, because that's not really important. You know, it's what that will do for you, what you think that does for you.
Yeah, why would you need a good, nice car?
Yeah.
What's the point of it?
Yeah. What's the difference between having a car that's like £200,000 or dollars, or something that's just £20,000 or dollars? I mean, they might both get you from A to B, but what is it about having that other thing that's important to you?
I mean, that's a really interesting question, isn't it? This whole connection between values and goals, and setting yourself some goals to kind of achieve the values, the things in life that are really important to you. So, I mean, if we think about relationships, for example, one of the exercises I often do with couples is the relationship vision exercise. That's something that comes from Imago therapy, which was developed by Harvel Hendricks. And that's really kind of getting couples to think about what is it that they imagine wanting to do together as a couple. So how do they kind of envisage their future? And it's not about necessarily about, you know, having a big house and a nice car in the driveway. It's about what is it that they enjoy doing together. So what are the sort of activities that they enjoy? So that's something that you might want to think about, either if you are in a relationship, either, you know, to kind of reconsider what are our values, what is our vision together as a couple, and write it down as in the present tense, like write down statements such as we enjoy going swimming together, or we enjoy traveling to lots of different locations together, or we like having fun together, we like laughing together. So it's statements such as these that make you sort of reconsider again about what is it that's really important in the relationship. And if you're not in a relationship, then you can do that to write it down for yourself. Just, you know, what is it that you're actually looking for? What's the end goal here, so to speak? What's the value that is really important to you?
Yeah, I think there's two different things that you're talking about, though. So you're talking about sometimes, well, we like going walking together, we like going swimming together, or we like having fun together. Mm. So one is an activity, another is more of a value, like fun, like sort of connection. Yeah. Because those values are really what's important. So, you know, and it might be that, well, I like going to the cinema, I like going dancing, but maybe your partner doesn't. Mm-hmm. But what would it be about doing those things together that would be important to you? Because it's not actually the activity that's important. It's what that gives to you. So it might be kind of like the having fun. It might be having a laugh together. It might be kind of connection. It might be kind of intimacy. It could be, you know, the physical closeness.
Yeah.
So thinking about what those are. And then once you have that sense of that value, that shared thing, which isn't a specific thing in itself, it's more general, then you can think, okay, what can we do together that helps us to get that?
Absolutely.
So I think it's better to start with those bigger things. Mm. So not specific things like walking or swimming, but more fun, connection, love, kind of intimacy.
Mm.
And then think, okay, together, what can we do maybe on a regular basis that can help us get more of that?
So, okay, so if the value is togetherness or intimacy in the relationship, what is it that we need to do, yeah, in order to achieve that?
Yeah, and for different people, that's going to be different things. So for some people, it could be going dancing together. Mm. For other people, it might be going walking.
Mm.
For some people, it could be, you know, spending more time in the bedroom together. It could be, you know, it could be really anything.
Mm, absolutely. Okay, but it's sort of also for me, there's this whole question around sort of how often do you do this whole thing about goal setting? Do you do it every day? Do you do it once a week? Do you do it once a month? Or do you just do it for New Year's Eve, you know, to set a resolution for the coming year? What's your sense of that? How often do we do this whole business about goal setting?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like if you're just doing it at New Year's, that's not really going to work, because once you set a goal, you need to have some sense of reviewing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people are very specific about how they kind of monitor how they get into their goals, and some people, they're a bit more general and just kind of then from time to time review where they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things is, you know, you said earlier, isn't goal setting stressful?
Yeah.
Well, I think it can be if you're one of these people that have to, like, every day think, have I achieved this goal? Have I achieved
that? Absolutely. When you have these checklists all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. So for some people, that can be stressful. Mm. Unless in terms of your personality type, like, you know, if you're a judger as opposed to a perceiver, I don't know if we've talked about that in another podcast, we may have talked about some of the personality types.
We haven't yet.
But judges may like the checklists more. They may like to do that. So if you're both judges in a relationship, this is in terms of Myers-Briggs personality types. So judges tend to like to do things in a certain way. They like completion. They like that sense of order. So lists may kind of appeal to them more. But if you're more of a perceiver, you just like to do things as they come.
Yeah.
But basically, and this is one of the challenges, is that if you're more of a perceiver and you just like to experience things as they happen, you may find you're never really as fulfilled as you could be in life. Because if you don't set goals, you're just going to aimlessly experience things, but never really find those things that give you the most satisfaction. And the reality is that those people who are most successful and feel most fulfilled in life do tend to set some sort of goals.
See, I don't do that very consciously. I don't ever really sit down and set myself goals, do you?
Well, yes, I do sometimes. Like at the end of the day, particularly for work, I'm gonna sit down and think, okay, what do I need to do the next day? What am I going to do the next day?
Yeah.
And I think for yourself as well, you may not think you sit down and set goals, but you set aside time to do art.
Mm.
Like you have times in the week that you think, this is what I'm going to do. So you do set these sort of goals. And, and like, for example, when you're painting, do you have in mind how when you're going to complete something or how long you're going to spend on something?
No, I don't really. That's partly why I enjoy it so much, because it sort of doesn't put me into this kind of rigid frame of having to achieve something.
Yeah, but you don't spend a whole year on one thing.
I could do if I wanted to.
Yeah, but you don't.
No, that's true.
No. So you have a sense when something's complete. So in your mind, there is some sense of, this is the sort of thing we're heading towards, even unconsciously, so that you know when that's ready to be finished.
Yeah.
Because some people never are happy with what they're doing. So some people kind of start something, like if it's in painting, for example, and they keep thinking, oh, it's never finished.
Mm-hmm.
So at some level, we may have goals, but they're not kind of explicit.
Yeah. Okay. I think maybe that's what we're talking about really here, the idea of sort of implicit and explicit goals. I think a lot of the time I just don't bring it into my awareness.
Yeah,
you know, what it is that I'm trying to achieve. Unless, well, this is a really interesting question, because, well, sometimes maybe I do. Sometimes I am kind of quite focused on trying to finish a particular task in a particular timeline, because I have external pressures to do so.
Yeah. Yeah, so you may have limited time, so you have to do things in a certain time. But let's take this back to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of relationships, you know, again, some people think in relationships, well, we shouldn't need to set goals because it should just be a fluid thing.
Mm.
However, do you find that in your relationship, you don't feel as fulfilled as you could feel?
Mm. Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, I think goal setting can come in when there is something that is creating difficulties in the relationship. Yeah, so when some change might be necessary. So goal setting in terms of it's a focus towards, this is what we want to get to and this is what we want to get away from, so we might want to get away from arguing too much or not being able to resolve our conflict, that kind of thing. So that's where the goal might be, we want to argue more effectively, for example.
Not more frequently maybe,
but more effectively, or we want to resolve our conflict more effectively, or we want to get less overwhelmed by our conflict, or we want to get less distressed by any kind of conflict.
Yeah, absolutely. And then once you have that, let's say, for example, we want to argue more effectively, it's then talking, what does that mean? What does that look like? What does that sound like? How will you know if you are arguing more effectively? Because that's sort of those, otherwise it's just words, just saying we want to argue more effectively. It's just a bunch of words. And the problem is that your partner may have a very different sense of what that means.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
So particularly when you're setting goals in a relationship, you need to both talk about what that looks like, what that would sound like.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, if it's to have more intimacy, what does that look like? What does that sound like? What does that feel like? Ask yourself some of those questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about, you know, if we're looking at these different sort of models that there are for goal setting, like there's SMART, for example, or GROW, all these different coaching models, is that right, for goal setting? How would you apply that? So if we think about SMART, we've got specific, measurable, what is it?
Yeah, so it's something like SMART. Mm. So, and you may, as you're listening, you may have heard of SMART. It's used a lot in business.
Mm.
Some of you may not be familiar with it. So just very quickly, so having a specific goal or specific outcome is important.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing specifically what you want. And I'd say that you do this after you've set the values. So let's say, you know, we want more intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
So then we think, okay, what's something we can do that can help us get more intimacy? So this is where we get something specific.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say it's going dancing. So going dancing. So it might be, you know, what type of dancing, or kind of when will you do it as well? And these are parts of SMART. So measurable. So how will you know when this has got you more intimacy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you think, well, you know, how would it feel? How would it look like to you? Or kind of what would be difference in the conversation with you, between you?
Yeah.
So you'd have to kind of discuss that between you.
How would you know that you're more connected with each other? Yeah, absolutely. And so we've got S, we've got M. What was A? Achievable?
Yeah, so achievable. So, you know, some things are achievable and some things aren't.
Yeah.
You know, some things are impossible. Like, for example, flying. So, you know, you can fly in a plane, but you can't just fly, you know, you can't just jump off the ground and fly. So that's something that, you know, wouldn't be achievable.
Yeah.
And again, there are some things that basically, you know, in terms of becoming like a professional ballroom dancer, which may not really, depending on your age, it may not be achievable. For some people, it could be. I don't like to say that most things aren't achievable, because some things, we often think that things are impossible, but we don't push ourselves far enough. And I think that's the other thing with goals, is that often people set themselves too small goals. Like, okay, so our goal is we're going to do like the dishes straight away after eating. But set yourself something bigger. Like, okay, the goal is we're going to go on holiday for 2 weeks to this like lovely place, or whatever it might be. Set something that's going to be a little bit more challenging to achieve, because those things are ultimately more fulfilling.
But coming back to the example of creating more intimacy in relationships, so something achievable, if we go back to dancing, say that's one of our goals here, a break, you know, a breakdown of the overall goal of having more intimacy. So what's achievable? Achievable might be that you just manage once a week to go to a dance class, right?
Yeah, but that I think also comes into realistic, because realistic is, is about sort of, is it realistic that you can do it? So achievable is almost like, is it possible or impossible? But realistic is, okay, realistically, is this actually possible with whatever everything else that we're doing? So with your time and your calendar and work, you know, how often are you going to do it? So like, is it possible to do once or twice a week? It's because you want to make sure that when you set the goal, it's something you're going to stick to. So make sure it's realistic. So, you know, once a week.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can start small. You don't. And this is the thing, is that you can start small with goals. You don't have to set, you know, that you can have a bigger goal that you're working towards, but you can start with small steps initially. But get started. That's one of the most important things.
Absolutely. And we haven't done the T yet of SMART.
Yeah, so then we have timed. And so, you know, when are you going to do it? So, okay, now think, okay, when are you going to do this? Like dancing. So, and don't just say next week, because next week is always next week. So your unconscious mind takes things quite literally. So like next week. I mean, how many times have you always said, oh, I'll do that tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes, you think, I'll do that tomorrow. Because in your mind, you've said tomorrow, which is always tomorrow. So actually set a specific time, like next Monday, or this Monday, the 10th of January, whatever it is. Actually schedule that. So have a specific time. So Monday, 10th of January, 7 o'clock, and each Monday we'll be going to dance classes. So then make sure it's timed.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the SMART model that we just talked about. That's, as Tom just said, is often used in businesses, but can be applied to any kind of context in terms of goal setting.
Yeah. And I think actually just let's talk a little bit about if you're currently single. So what's the importance of goal setting and how can you use this if you're single? Well, you know, one of the challenges is, say you're doing online dating. Now, if you're too specific about the person you're looking for, that can be a problem. Like if you're saying, I only want to date somebody with blonde hair, blue eyes, who's got 2 degrees, and so and so. Well, you know, this may be setting something that is not very realistic and also may not actually serve you, because really in a relationship, what's going to make a relationship work is having similar values, not the specifics about characteristics. So some of those characteristics may be important, you know, maybe height, maybe you would find it difficult going out with somebody who's a very different height from you. But essentially, you know, it's those values that are going to make things work, not being too specific in terms of looks. So thinking about those values.
I often find it quite helpful to also kind of consider, how would you feel? How would you know? If you were in a relationship that's satisfying to you, that actually makes you feel good, what would tell you that? What are the indicators, so to speak, that tell you that you are in a positive, supportive, good relationship? So, you know, what kind of, for example, what could you say about yourself if you are in that kind of relationship? You might want to say that I feel, you know, I feel more positive in life. I feel well supported. I feel that I'm having a lot of fun, for example. What is it that tells you that this is a good relationship, that this person is giving you what you need?
Yeah, absolutely. And also bear in mind as well, it's probably good to listen to our earlier podcasts on attachment styles, because some of that self-talk will vary depending on your attachment style. So, you know, it's not just what, it's not just the other person giving you that, it's also how you project onto the other person too.
Of course,
yeah. So it's about making that distinguishing between what is actually, you know, what you're getting, what you need from the relationship, but what is it about you projecting something onto the other person's behavior as well. So it's separating what's within you and in the other person, which is why, you know, in our course, The Relationship Maze, we first of all start with looking at yourself and then exploring the other person.
Yeah.
Because you need to know yourself before you can really have a sense of the other person and then how you communicate together.
Absolutely. Because a lot of the time you might not even know what it is that actually makes you feel good in a relationship. A lot of the time you might not have thought about that consciously. And it's often very, as you rightly say, often the focus is very much outward, is very much out there, focus on the other person. What is the other person going to give me rather than what is it that I actually need from the other person?
Yeah, and if you're very anxious in your attachment style, then you may spend a lot of time worrying about your relationship and not having so much fun, but you're constantly just worrying, does this other person really like me?
Yeah.
So the other person might be having fun, but you might be just thinking, does this person really like me or something else?
Mm-hmm.
So understanding your attachment style is really important. Mm-hmm. But I'd say, you know, in terms of goal setting, what's really important is if you want to find a great relationship, you have to put the time and energy in.
Sure.
And it's too easy to give up. So it's too easy to think, well, you know, this takes a long time, so I'm just going to give up. And a lot of people who do that. Particularly with online dating, there's a lot of people out there who aren't really serious. There's a lot of people who are avoidant. There's a lot of people who might ghost you. So it takes time. So it's about thinking in terms of this goal. If it's something that's really important to you, you need to put that time in. So it may be thinking, okay, you're going to put aside half an hour a day where you're going to respond to people's messages or you're going to message people. And that's the other thing as well. You know, make sure that you message as well as respond, because some people won't get messaged.
No.
You know, some people, you have to take the initiative and actually do that. So setting yourself a goal, maybe each day I'm going to message 3 people, or you're going to respond to the messages that come through, and set yourself some goals in terms of what you're going to do regularly towards getting that.
Yeah, and also bearing in mind that particularly with online dating, that you might be dealing with a marathon here rather than a sprint. So some people are lucky, maybe, and they might meet a partner relatively quickly online. For lots of people, actually, it might take some time that they find someone who they can feel they can relate to, be open to, etc. So part of the goal setting might also include to build in some sort of some breaks, so to speak, when it all gets a little bit too exhausting. Because, of course, it's hard work, isn't it? Getting to know people all the time, building relationships with other people can be quite exhausting and hard, and stopping and starting again. So part of the goal setting might also include to kind of just say, okay, well, I'm going to do this for sort of in a very focused way for a month or something, 6 weeks, and then I'm going to have, if nothing happens, I'm going to just stop it for a little while. Until I find the energy again to go out and start building a relationship with someone else.
Yeah, absolutely. I think actually you probably need to do that for maybe more than 6 weeks. So I think, right. You know, and this is the thing, people often give up too soon.
Right.
You know, I believe that there is a relationship pretty much for anyone out there. And if it's important to you enough, then you just have to keep going. But make sure you set yourself this target that you're going to maybe message 3 people a day, and just keep going with that. Because, you know, everyone gets some rejection. And remember, it's not about you. It's just that some people there, they may be quite avoidant.
Yeah.
So just be prepared for that. But the more that you keep going, the more chance you have of finding that relationship. And if it is really important to you, you know, keep going until you find that person. You know, it could take some people, it may just take a few days, which is it more may. Unusual. It could take weeks, it could take months.
It can take years for some people.
It could take
well.
Years. Yeah. But if you really keep at it, I believe that, you know, setting yourself that goal, keeping going for it, is going to help you get that.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, if you don't create opportunities, it's not going to happen, is it?
No, absolutely.
I mean, sometimes it might. I mean, you might just meet somebody at the bus stop or in the supermarket. That happens too. But a lot of the time these days, it's kind of like hard work. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. And again, that's the same in relationships. So in relationships, don't assume that, you know, your relationship is going to be perfect, that it's going to be fulfilling. You have to kind of talk about together what your shared values are, mm-hmm. you know, what you want to build together, what you want to create together. Mm-hmm. So again, talking about goals are also things like family, about sort of financial things, where you want to live. You know, in terms of what sort of lifestyle you want together. Mm. So some of those things that, you know, I think even though you'd often say that you don't maybe set goals consciously, some of those things are things that are important.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. And just sort of coming back to kind of different models of what do you find the most effective as in terms of goal setting? What's the sort of most effective model from your perspective? I know that you teach a lot on goal setting.
Well, I mean, there's different models, but they're all pretty similar.
Are they all the same or are they quite different?
I mean, there's a lot of similarities between different models, so different frameworks and how you review it. But I don't want to go too much into the technical sort of things here. Mm-hmm. But essentially, you know, the most important thing is really, you know where you want to go. So what is your goal?
Mm-hmm.
To achieve your goal, you also need to know where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is included in something called the GROW model. Mm-hmm. So that's basically where you have your goal, you have reality, which is where you are, you have options, which is different ways you can get there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have will, which is essentially putting in that sort of commitment and taking the steps to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And really, most sort of goal setting models contain that with some different elements that are thrown in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. And thinking right now, okay, you know, let's take your relationship, or if you're single, like in terms of what you want in a relationship, and write down what is your goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk about first of all those values, and then think, okay, so what are some of those things, you know, in terms of that value, what are those values, what's that goal, what are the outcomes that you want to have together?
Mm-hmm.
And then think about, okay, so where are you now? So it's just like with a map, you know, if you want to get somewhere, so if you want to get to a great destination, it's not just enough to know where you want to go, but you need to know where you are now. Because if you don't know where you are now, you don't know how you're going to create the journey, how you're going to, you know, get from A to B. Mm-hmm. So you have to know, where are you now? So in terms of in your relationship, where are you in the moment? Are you kind of having some time that you feel is intimate, but maybe not very much? Or is there no intimacy in terms of what your experience is?
Mm-hmm.
So think about where it is at the moment. You know, if you're single, you know, they're just thinking about in terms of, you know, what are you doing at the moment in terms of finding a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
So just assessing, you know, where you are at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the options, thinking, okay, so what are some of the options that can help us get to the goal based on where we are now? And this is just brainstorm. Don't be critical of them at the moment. Just write down everything. So think about, okay, what are some of the different ways we can have more intimacy? So what are some of the things we could do? What are some of the things that we could create? You know, in terms of finding a relationship, what are the options? So like you said, it, you know, it could be hang out at the bus stop more, or kind of go down the supermarket more, or kind of, you know, join some more online dating sites. So just kind of come up with all different sort of options and then start to assess them. Only when you've got loads of options, then think which of these would really be most effective to put time into.
Mm.
And that's where we get into the will. So it's sort of, okay, now we pick those options. We decide this is what I'm going to work on, and decide when you're going to work on it. So like with the SMART goals, you know, time it. So say, okay, yeah, tomorrow we're going to do this. Go through and think, are they realistic? Are they achievable?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and have some way of measuring it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we kind of fit these things together.
And what do you do when you get there?
Well, I mean, I think that's one of the things, is that's where the difference between goals and values is, that values you never achieve. It's just a direction, because you can always find ways to be more intimate. You can find ways to have more fulfillment. You can find ways to love more. You can find ways to be loved more. You know, you have ways in relationship that can be more loving. It's something that's a never-ending journey. It's not like that. It's not like you can really put an end on it.
That's interesting. But I think there's also something about celebration here. For me, it's kind of knowing when there are achievements. I don't really like the term achievements in this context. But when you have got to the point where you feel like, oh, actually something has shifted here, something has changed. Maybe we can use the term change. Something has changed here, to kind of notice it, to really pay attention to it, to enjoy it, to enjoy that moment as well, so that you're not constantly future-oriented. I think that's one of the difficulties I sometimes have with this goal setting, that you're constantly you're looking forward into the future all the time, and you forget to kind of stay in the moment and recognize what you have and what you can enjoy.
Well, I think that's because you're kind of seeing goals in a slightly different way. Because really, you know, and that's what's important is the whole journey should be enjoyable. There may be times where there's challenges, and that's fine. So it's not just about celebrating when you have something, but it's actually enjoying the process. So when you go dancing, enjoy that. When you're going out together for a walk, each of these things, putting yourself into them, being with the other person in that time should in itself be something that brings something to you. And then, yes, of course, when you feel you've got that intimacy, that's great. But it's a never-ending journey. So it's like, you know, maybe you've done the dancing together and think, okay, what now can we do? But these things themselves, each act should involve something that at the time you get pleasure from. So it's about the journey, not just the destination. Not just
the end goal, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly, the destination, yeah.
Excellent. Great. So time to go away and get working on some of those outcomes, New Year's resolutions. But remember, it's not just for New Year. It's not just for Christmas.
No.
It's an ongoing process. It's an ongoing process. Yeah, and just because maybe you think, well, actually, I've missed New Year now. I don't need to set them. No, you've got to do it now. So go away and actually start thinking, you know, what are some of the outcomes that you want?
Okay, and we look forward to seeing you next week again. Take good care.
Bye.
Bye.